Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
ACC football camps open next week, and it's a two-horse race, both from the same stable. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. While pondering what might happen to the ACC, there is always scuttlebutt that two programs will someday be moving to the SEC. And those two were the overwhelming preseason picks as the best two teams heading into the 2013 campaign. Problem is, they cannot meet in the ACC championship game. That determines the league's entry into the last round of the BCS. Clemson and Florida State, both in the ACC Atlantic, got 110 votes as the most likely team to win the league. The other 12 schools got a total of 10 votes. So that says something about creating a flex system that would allow the two best teams to meet for the league title, not automatically the Atlantic Division winner versus the Coastal Division winner. This fall, at least, it's the Big Two and the best of the rest. Clemson got 815 points from the voters to win the Atlantic, behind reigning ACC Player of the Year quarterback Taj Boyd. Florida State garnered 731 points as the second-place pick. Next on the line, more than 240 votes away, was NC State under new coach Dave Doran. In the Coastal Division, the first four picks were separated by less than 240 points, from Miami to Virginia Tech to UNC to Georgia Tech. Each of those schools got first-place votes to win the division. So if it turns out to be that way and the ACC wants to get two schools into the BCS games before the 14 playoff begins in 2014, then the two best teams ought to meet in Charlotte in December. Sure, Clemson and Florida State will have already played, but we've had rematches in the ACC championship game before. That is less important than the ACC's best team getting upset in the title game, and the real class of the league goes down the 2-2 for another season. Why are Clemson and Florida State so head and shoulders above the rest of the league in the eyes of the pundits? Their facilities are nice, but no nicer than others around the ACC, and their coaches are hardly household names. Dabo Sweeney and Jimbo Fisher both were assistants just a few short years ago. The simple answer is that both have more better players than everyone else, and it wouldn't surprise me if both were recruiting the good old SEC way. This is Archansky. See ya.